This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You take players who are deemed untouchable because they're talented by others, and then you just turn the thing over to him and you wonder why it goes badly, whether that is Amani Bates or Quinterly, right? Same sort of issues.
Yeah. I mean, look, Javon Quinterly, you know, was a point guard, and I got the idea of it. He was a good kid at the time, but, you know, he was your only ball handler and just super inconsistent. But, yeah, I mean, like, Penny has always tried to run the college program like it's an NBA franchise. Like, oh, I'm just going to assemble this talent. I'm going to stay under the salary cap, and I'm going to just have them figure it out. And I'm just going to, you know, expect them to come to practice. I'm going to expect them to run the sets. And I think that's why, like, every time you, like, hear him in the post game, he's like, well, we were prepared. Like, that's what you would say about an NBA team. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Well, I mean, they knew what they had to do. But the reality is, college players, man, they're young. They have a bunch of things going on in life. You got to babysit them. Like, right. You got to be involved in that way. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're 22 or whatever. Like, you have to stay on top of them in a way, you know, or else you get the Malcolm Dandridge thing. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's just that.
There's the Malcolm Dandridge thing.
That's the charge. Is like, I understand in a perfect world, these guys would just do everything they're told to do, and you only have to ask them to do it once. But, I mean, I know it's been a long time. You remember how you were at Harvard, you know? I certainly remember how I was at Memphis.
Separately, John, they do something every year called the Happiness Index. The United States, sadly, has dropped out of the top 20. Now, we're still 23. In the world in terms of happiness. But the top two categories, they ask people, are you very happy? That's the top category, very happy. And then the next category is fairly happy. Are you, I don't know what the one is after that, but I imagine you fall into the very happy or fairly happy category, don't you? Where would you put yourself?
I'd say fairly happy, yeah, fairly happy. That feels right.
You think you're in the fairly happy?
Fairly, yeah, like I'm not like, I don't wake up every day and step outside and smell the air and I'm like, damn, it feels good.
See the bluebirds.
But I, you know,
your bluebird lands on your shoulder, right?
I mean, I have a 1 month old.
Well, that's exactly right. We were discussing this. I'm very happy if I'm not obsessing about something. I'm very happy. And so. But it's because I'm at a different stage. You and Jeffrey can only really be fairly happy. You know what I mean? You got a baby who, yeah, yes. Exactly right.
Yes.
There's a ceiling.
Well, you know, is this supposed to be about just like my condition as an American, or is this just like my own personal life?
It's your personal happiness. You know? It's your, I don't know, I think it's your happiness, your level of happiness. Are you happy? Yeah. It's not happy with the world or whatever else. It's just happy. Are you happy?
I think if you'd have told, and I guess this is a good barometer. I think if you'd have told 18-year-old John that he's going to marry the girl he's with, that he's going to have two beautiful children with, that he's going to have a pool someday, which I hate.
Yeah, but just
because the bane of my existence.
I don't like my rule either.
but if you told me that I would have it, and if you told me that I would have stairs in my house, if you told me that I would have not one, not two, but really three jobs doing exactly what I want to
do. Isn't that great?
Isn't
that interesting? Stairs in your house.
Yeah. Like, if you'd have told me that, like, I never had stairs. I had one little step down into what we called the sunroom. And that was the extent of the stairs in my house. And, you know, it was weird when I bought my house this last time. I walked up and down, and I swear to God, like, most people are, this is so weird. Most people are not going to be able to relate to it. But I counted this number of stairs. And I was like, this is how many stairs I have, like, in my house, you know? And I think it's 13. So, I don't know. I think if you told 18-year-old John all of this, how could I be anything other than just, like, extremely grateful and lucky and blessed and beyond all belief? Like,
you got stairs.
Yeah, so I'd say I'm going to upgrade it. I'm going to say
John.
I'm very,
very happy. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. We got to get out of here. Leaders Credit Union exists for the benefit of its members. It's a financial institution, like a bank, except for, here's the truth, it exists for the benefit of its members, so it's not trying to make money off anyone. Every dollar they generate goes back into either better rates or better services or better technology or better customer service or something else. They exist for the benefit of their members. It's why, for example, you can right now get an 11-month certificate at 4.75 APY. 4.75 APY. That's right. Watch your money grow. Or you can get a high-yield savings account at 4.25 APY. Has no minimums, no balance tiers, no restrictions. You can earn up to 4.25%. It's Leaders Credit Union, exists for the benefits of its members. If you want to learn more, go to LeadersCU, that letter Leaders, and then the letter CU, LeadersCU.com/ESPN. We're late to Chris Harrington, then Sam Hardiman, busy second hour. Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's BetMGM College Hoops coverage.
Presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
College Hoops.
College Hoops.
I just love 92.9 College Hoops.
College Hoops.
College Hoops.
There's only one 92.9 Memphis. Bob Dylan, The Rough and Rowdy Ways Tour. Friday and Saturday, March 29th and 30th, 8 both nights at Orpheum Theater. Tickets are on sale now at bobdylan.com. Bob Dylan, live on stage. Show will start promptly at 8 p.m.
Get ready for a sparkling event you won't want to miss. King Fine Jewelry and Furs proudly presents our exclusive lab-grown diamond event where value and exceptional quality come together. Discover an unparalleled selection of loose lab diamonds in all shapes and sizes and an extraordinary selection of engagement rings and jewelry sure to dazzle. With something for any budget and unbeatable prices and exceptional quality, this event is your opportunity to find the perfect piece to cherish forever. The lab-grown diamond event at King and Laurelwood this Thursday from 3 to 7, Friday from 10 to 5, and Saturday from 10 to 4. Don't miss this extraordinary event where luxury meets value. King Fine Jewelry and Furs, shine bright with us.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
I can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
Hey, basketball fans, get in on the tournament action on the BetMGM Sportsbook app today. With BetMGM, you can discover same-game parlays, live bets, special boosts and tokens, and so much more for March matchups. Don't miss a single shot with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM for terms. 21 plus, Tennessee only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. This one time, my parents had to round up the whole neighborhood to track me down. It was a mess. A lot of tears. Well, now that we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, including all my favorite super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my shows and...
Ha! Found ya.
The heck? How?
You left to find my tablet on.
This generation, ruining the game with their performance enhancers.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through March 26th, get gig-speed internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract when you add unlimited mobile. Plus, get Wi-Fi equipment included for 2 years. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan and auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Gig-speed Wi-Fi requires gig internet and Xfinity gateway. After 12 months, internet increases to $60. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. Actual speeds vary.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's still early here in Frisco. Market Street still going. The same old shows are showing, and I'm still all alone here in Frisco. They say it's raining.
Hi, back on the Jeff Calkins Show.
Chicago.
This is Chris Harrington.
Now it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
By the late, great Merle Haggard, in honor of the Grizzlies, All Alone in San Francisco today.
Have you spent much time in San Francisco?
I've been to San Francisco twice, I guess. I'm trying to remember whether one of those involved two trips or the playoffs. I've been once, not on a family vacation, and spent a couple of days there. And then I went back for the Warriors-Grizzly series. I can't remember whether that was one or two trips.
But 2 years ago? Was that 2 years ago? Was that the one 2 years ago?
Right.
So you went to the new arena. I went to playoff series between the Grizzlies in the old arena and the Warriors, but I did not go to the new arena. So how is the new arena? And, like, I compare it to Staples. How is it, whatever the hell Staples is called now.
I'm trying to remember. Obviously, once you get in there and you're sitting in there, you're, like, in a big bowl, and there's a court, and there's fans, and, I don't know. I wasn't experiencing it like a fan, and then you're down in the bowels of the arena, and that doesn't matter to anyone but the people who are working, you know?
Right.
It was nice. It felt, I remember it feeling particularly spacious inside. Like, I feel like the total, like, cubic area or whatever, just all the space, I think is bigger in the Warriors arena than in Staples or FedEx Forum or maybe
any
other.
Was it a walkable place, right downtown kind of thing? Where is it?
Well, this depends on your definition of what is walkable and what isn't. Like, for, you know, I have a very wide definition of walkable, both in terms of distance and in terms of, you know, atmosphere. I think there are people who would, like, be terrified to, like, walk 5 feet in San Francisco. I'm not one of those people. So I actually walked from the hotel to the arena. Not every time, but I did do that, especially on the way to during the day, which was, like, you know, a 30-minute walk or whatever, but I did it. Pretty much all of the heart of San Francisco is extremely walkable, other than, like, the hill aspect.
As the great Stephen Wright once said, everywhere is walkable if you have the time.
Everything's within walking distance if you have the time.
I read that in your column today. I enjoyed the Stephen Wright shout out there. I mean, the arena there is not, it's sort of more on the edge of like the heart of San Francisco. You know, it's not like if you walk in a certain direction, you feel like sort of an interesting neighborhood, but you're sort of walking away from things. So it's not like right in the middle of the mix. It's not like on the Embarcadero or whatever.
It feels like we're seeing obviously the fading of these empires in Los Angeles and in San Francisco as they both are fighting for the play-in, or both sit firmly in the play-in, honestly, at this point. We mentioned yesterday that for the Lakers, it just feels like there's an entitlement. They can reload someone. Like, what do you imagine the future might be for the Warriors? They do have the advantage of having better young players, actually, on their team.
Yeah, no, they have some good young players. You know, it's like, you know, you accumulate enough, some work out and some don't, you know, and some take time to work out. And that's sort of how it goes generally, and that's how it's going with them. But they're starting Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Podziemski now, right. And they're playing Marcus Moses Moody and Trayce Jackson Davis. So that's four rookie contract players in the rotation of a team that's like not great, but is in the playoff hunt. I don't know if any of those guys are like centerpieces. Like the best chance you have is Kuminga if he keeps getting better. That team does have deep pockets. The ownership of that team has deep pockets. It is a very high revenue franchise.
Right.
It has become now a glamour franchise because of the success they've had, and probably partly from moving to Oakland to San Francisco. So there are some ingrained advantages there, but I don't know if it's the superstars are going to try to get their destination quite like the Lakers is. So we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think a superstar necessarily wants to live in San. You know, a certain type wants to live in San Francisco. You want to live in
Los Angeles is the offseason capital of the NBA.
Yeah. All right. One thing that that we only 13 games left for the Grizzlies, by the way. Oh, I know this. Do you think there is much benefit? There is certainly aesthetic benefit to watching Desmond Bain and Gigi Jackson play alongside each other right now. That's like fun. It's like games are more interesting. It's fun. Do you think there's they get to figure out how to play next to each other benefit from this experience that they're having?
Probably more for Gigi than for Desmond. But yeah, I think there's some of that. I mean, Gigi Jackson is going to have to, like, his role next season is going to be different than it's been these last, right at the moment, or has it been recently. And it's going to be sort of the young complement. You know, he's going to be try to be the Kuminga to the Steph and, you know, all of that, right? And so the more minutes he can log trying to fit in alongside Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson, John Morant, and he'll get none of those of John Morant. But the more minutes he can log with that, I do think it's helpful. I don't think it's some enormous benefit, but I do think it's meaningful.
And then there's been reporting, I guess, from Grand City Media that Brandon Clark is getting close. Maybe Lakers game. No surprise.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think it's been pretty clear the not what game he would come back, right, but where the trajectory was headed with that.
All right. One thing that I didn't get to yesterday, which was in your column, which people can still read over at the Daily Memphian. The column was mostly about Oklahoma City and the Grizzlies, but you picked up a couple stray mailbag questions along the way. And one of them I was interested in, the question was, among the young top 20-ish guards, where does Ja rank in terms of easiest to build a contender around? Discuss.
Yeah, I mean, you know, any question requires some definitions, like what's young and what's a guard.
Right.
And so, you know, I would have put 25 as the young cutoff, but the question itself included De'Aaron Fox, who's 26, so I would have made 26 the cutoff. Of course, if you do that, you leave out Devin Booker, who's 27, and what have you.
Right.
But at some point, you have to, like, draw a line.
It is funny. You're talking, at 27, you Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Jalen Brunson, and Jamal Murray. And at 26, you got De'Aaron Fox. But yes, you got to draw a line. And it seems like you wouldn't call Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Jalen Brunson, or Jamal Murray a young guard, right? You just wouldn't.
No, I think they are firmly in their prime.
Right.
And I think that 26-27 range is when you sort of firmly enter the prime.
Right.
And so, and then you define what's a guard. If Luka Doncic's a guard, like, whatever, it doesn't matter. He's the top of the list as he is, and, you know, so whatever. You set him aside. That's an obvious one. Even though they have not had great success, I think that's a team thing, not a build around him thing. And so I look at the rest, and, part of the spirit of the question is sort of implying some of Ja's deficiencies in terms of, you know, in terms of shooting, in terms of defense, or whatever. But I think most of these guys have some deficiencies, and I think you can't set aside just the pure talent and the demonstrated success that he has already had. That said, like I concluded I would put him above most of the players on the list, with the exception of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Anthony Edwards, and I feel like Ja is in the conversation with those three. He is ahead of, to me, Tyrese Halliburton, De'Aaron Fox, Trae Young, some of the other guys.
Yeah. So the list was, if you put Luka to the side, because is he a guard and is he? He's also the best. Like, you know, he's his own self.
Yeah. We'll stipulate Luka.
Right. Yeah. Then the list is the 26 and unders. The list is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Tyrese Halliburton, Anthony Edwards, De'Aaron Fox, Trae Young, Tyrese Maxey, and Ja. And you would clearly have Ja above Tyrese Maxey, Trae Young, De'Aaron Fox, and Tyrese Halliburton. Is that right?
Yeah, and people could argue that. I mean, Halliburton was going to be all NBA this season, probably. Halliburton has never won a playoff game. Ja's won, I don't know what it was, like nine or something, if you include play-in games. Ja, as I said before, has had enormous playoff games, enormous production in playoff games. He's been the best player on a team that's finished West in the second in the West twice. So I think you acknowledge some of the deficiencies or you know, demerits to Ja's game or his questions of availability. You got to acknowledge what he's actually done.
Right. It's interesting. So then you put Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Anthony Edwards above them. With Ja, it's defense and shooting, and then the other stuff too, right? But it's like, I used to say
defense, shooting, and durability, and now you expand durability to availability because there are other things that have led to his absence. But he's absent right now because of being injured.
Right. Well, what's interesting is with Tyrese Halliburton, you don't have as many, like, glaring deficiencies, but you don't have as much incandescence either, right? Or track record.
There may be a firmer floor, but there's not as high of a ceiling.
Yeah, so it's hard to know. I don't know, though. Of course, then one of the nice things is that you people compare him to Allen Iverson, like little guard. What can you do? How far can you go building around a little guard like that? Well, Steph is the little guard, but he's sort of different.
Well, I mean, the Sixers got to an NBA Finals. I'd be happy to do that.
The Grizzlies, right. Yes, they got to an NBA Finals. And the truth of the matter is, Ja has a much better supporting cast, if that's what you want to call it. It's really more of a big three than a supporting cast. Than those Sixers did, for example, right? You know, he has to be the best player, but not by a vast margin.
Well, he's also a different, and if you look at stats, it doesn't look as different because Iverson had high assist totals and whatever. And Ja has a high usage rate. But when you watch them play, it is not the same. Ja is more of a point guard than Allen Iverson was. And so there is less of a dependence on Ja taking all the shots and determining every possession. So I think there's more of an ability to share the load there with his teammates than you ever really had with Iverson.
Anyway, people can read that column over at the Daily Memphian. I have tweeted it out. And then the other thing that struck me was, you know, there's so much excitement over Gigi and Vince, but partly because Gigi's playing.
Right.
It does seem like who's going to be more important next year, Marcus Smart or Gigi? It feels like Marcus Smart is sort of the forgotten man in here. I mean, he was tossed the other night. But in terms of his significance to next year and what this team could be, and even if you're lining it up with the Thunder, how do they – we sort of forget about Marcus Smart.
When I do my year-end player rankings, which includes like contract issues and all that, he won't be fourth.
Right.
But if you were just ranking, like, you're playing a game tonight, rank your players and everyone's healthy, the idea is that Marcus Smart is the fourth guy.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Dude, that's correct, Jeffrey. Right now, you're playing a game. Your most important Grizzlies, and everybody's healthy. Your most important Grizzlies are Ja 1,
yes,
and then Jaren and Desmond 2, tied.
Yeah.
They're both indispensable.
Yeah. You can't. I'm putting Jaren 2 just because.
Because he does things that, yeah.
Well, there's two ends of the floor, and he's the best player on that.
So you can't. And then is it clear to you that Marcus Smart is 4?
At this point in time,
I think it is, right?
Yeah.
Well, hey, we don't know. We do not know who the player who will be next to Jaren will be.
Correct.
And I suppose, I don't imagine that there will be a world where I don't expect, like if it were healthy Steven Adams, that player might be 4, right?
But yeah, I
don't think it's going to be a player, whether it's because of youth or because of limitations, I don't think the player next to Jaren will be better than Marcus Smart at what they do.
I guess there's an argument, regular season versus postseason, because in the postseason, most teams end up taking their true big off the floor.
Right, yeah.
And so you could make, I'd listen to an argument from Brandon Clark.
I guess, but the health of my, like, you know, what do we expect from Brandon Clark? I ultimately, it is funny, once upon a time, an Achilles would have been like, that's it, see you later.
Yeah.
You're done. Now, I guess I kind of expect Brandon Clark to, not when we see him next week.
No, but for next season.
But I kind of expect Brandon Clark to be Brandon Clark, don't you?
I do too. I mean, I guess there's a certain element of let's kind of take a look. But yeah, as of right now, like an Achilles is not a death sentence.
Yeah. It's certainly not a death sentence. All right, we're going to take a break. Sam Hardiman has been on top of all, he covers the city government. Covers the city of Memphis for the Daily Memphian and has been really leading the way on the coverage of the financing of first Liberty Bowl and now FedEx Forum. And there seems to be a little bit of a squabble. I'll let him characterize it the way he wants to. A debate about how to complete the funding of the FedEx Forum renovations. And so we will talk to Sam coming up next. Before then, I will tell you. How many billions did we say are being bet on NCAA tournament?
I think you said it was like 3.
Yeah, it's roughly $3 billion.
Three change.
It's roughly $3 billion. And most people who are going to be gambling on the NCAA tournament are having fun. Some even make money. But about 5% seems to be the number. About 5% struggle. It becomes a problem, and it becomes a financial problem. It becomes an emotional problem. It becomes a relationship problem. If that is you or someone you love. The Gambling Clinic is the place to contact. The Gambling Clinic, go to thegamblingclinic.com. And what they do is, they've been doing this since 1999, and they've helped hundreds of people. They set up 10 to 12 individual confidential appointments with someone who is an expert in gambling addiction. And they're not anti-gambling. And they help you figure it out and help you come to grips with something that has become a problem. Once again, it is The Gambling Clinic, thegamblingclinic.com. Sam Hardiman coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now, it's a BetMGM College Basketball Update, presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis' home for tournament updates and more, including all of the drama with the Memphis Tigers offseason and the NCAA tournament audio page at 92.9ESPN.com. Last night, Howard had 3 chances to tie within 12 seconds at the end of the game, but fell short by 3 to Wagner in the first 4. Virginia blown out by Colorado State. Out of the Mountain West, Tony Bennett thinks he may have to reevaluate his system in Virginia. Tonight in the first 4 in Dayton, it's a 16-seed matchup, including Grambling from the SWAC taking on the Montana State Bobcats, who were 17-17 in the tournament. And the number 10 matchup, it's the Buffs from Colorado taking on Boise State, also from the Mountain West. Boise, 1 of 6 teams from that conference. In Memphis, at FedEx Forum, the first round matchups on Friday, number 3 Baylor and number 14 Colgate, then Clemson, New Mexico, Nebraska, Texas A&M, and Houston, Longwood. And tournament updates presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
If you have something you need framed, I would recommend going to the Frame Corner right there on 5035 Park Avenue. My friend Dan Barron did it. He had prints of fish and the flies that he used to catch fish. And you walk in and he's, can you make this look beautiful? And that's what they do. Custom framing, they make things look beautiful. Whether it's a diploma or whether it's photographs or whether it's flies and prints of fish or whether it's a jersey, whatever it is, they can make it look stunning. They frame memories. They frame and they keep forever memories. 5035 Park Avenue is where you'll find Frame Corner Memphis. You can check them out at framecornermemphis.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over. And if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From upsets to buzzer beaters, nothing quite compares to college basketball in March. But sometimes you're on the wrong end of those moments, and that's why FanDuel is giving everyone a no-sweat bet from now until March 20th. That's everyone, new user or an existing user, a no-sweat bet from now until March 20th. You'll get bonus bets back if your bet does not win. You can even use your no-sweat bet on a college basketball parlay. So here's what you got to do. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app if you don't have it already. Go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. That is the promo code. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
We have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen.
This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
That's or at the sports
court. Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner. Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Get ready for a sparkling event you won't want to miss. King Fine Jewelry and Furs proudly presents our exclusive lab-grown diamond event where value and exceptional quality come together. Discover an unparalleled selection of loose lab diamonds in all shapes and sizes and an extraordinary selection of engagement rings and jewelry sure to dazzle. With something for any budget and unbeatable prices and exceptional quality, this event is your opportunity to find the perfect piece to cherish forever. The lab-grown diamond event at King and Laurelwood this Thursday from 3 to 7, Friday from 10 to 5, and Saturday from 10 to 4. Don't miss this extraordinary event where luxury meets value. King Fine Jewelry and Furs, shine bright with us.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I done came a long way back when me and you was hanging.
Yeah.
I ain't doing no complaining. Back then we used the bounty paper towel to do the straining.
Yeah.
I ain't doing no complaining.
901 Respond is the phone number. 901 Respond. Easy to remember because if disaster strikes, that's what you need. You need someone to respond quickly. With expertise, it's Service Master by Cornerstone, locally owned, locally operated. So whatever it is, whether it's storm damage, whether it's fire and smoke, whether it's mold, pipes exploding, whatever, we hope those things never happen to you. But if they do, you're lucky to have Service Master by Cornerstone in Memphis. It's the number one rated Service Master franchise in the entire country. They got a 24-hour phone line. Again, 901 Respond, 24-hour phone line. They work with every insurance company, and they can help you out of your predicament. 901 Respond. Joined now by Sam Hardiman of the Daily Memphian on Twitter or X at Sam Hardiman. And the timing always seems to be perfect, Sam, because I find myself trying to figure out what the hell is happening on some deeply complicated subject involving municipal financing or whatnot. And there it is, Wednesday, and it's your day, and you can help me through it. Right now, the issue is funding the FedEx Forum renovations, and there seems to be a debate ongoing. Would that be a correct way to phrase it?
I would say debate. I would say negotiations. I would say, I don't know if I have another word.
That's fine. Those work. Okay, so first of all, do we know how much they want? How much they feel like they need for the renovations of FedEx Forum, and do we know how much we believe they have?
What we can comfortably say, and some have said 550, others, you know, have said 500 plus. I would say comfortably 500 plus million, not around 500 million, but 500 plus million dollars okay. is what they say they need for FedEx Forum renovations. What they have today, and believe me, I wear out the city of Memphis asking for the hard number,
right?
Is more than $400 million, okay?
And where does that come from? Where's the $400 come from?
Yeah, sure. The $400 comes from really fast. The state gave $350 million in cash for the two stadiums, Simmons Bank, Liberty Stadium, and FedEx Forum. $230 million of that cash is for FedEx Forum. That is sitting in a city bank account right now, generating interest. As I've talked about before, then there is the sales tax rebate on the FedEx Forum. easiest way to think of that about that, you go buy a beer at a Grizzlies or a Tigers game or a concert. The sales tax on your receipt, which is significant, the 9.75%, comes back to the arena to pay down debt, and that exists. Then there is the car rental tax. So starting, it currently is collected today to pay the existing debt on FedEx Forum, which is scheduled to be done at the end of 28-29, that season. That car rental tax has been extended until the 2050s, and so that money is there. Then there is also the MLG&W water pilot payments. And what that is Memphis Light Gas and Water pays, rather than paying taxes on all of the very valuable infrastructure that it owns across the city, it pays what is known as a pilot, a payment in lieu of taxes. The gas and electric versions of this go to the city of Memphis's general fund. However, the water version of this has historically gone to FedEx Forum and is among the funding sources being considered for the renovated FedEx Forum. So that's how we get, those are the three big buckets. And that, and then there are various looking at the existing hotel motel tax, as well as maybe expansions of the hotel motel tax at the city level and the county level that would get us to our $400+ million here.
Why, by the way, I guess we don't have a precise number, but one of your stories yesterday, Wayne Tabor, the president of the Metropolitan Memphis Hotel and Lodging Association, said there is a $60 million gap. The headline says $60 million gap. What's that, the 60 refer to?
The 60 refers to where the city of Memphis and Shelby County and the Grizzlies are today, which is that $400+ million that I'm talking about that they have, and the $500+ million that they are seeking.
Okay.
So doing some rough math there, if you say the number is 550 that they're seeking for these renovations, okay, and you have a $60 million gap, that means you're around $490 million. If you're looking at $520 million, you're around $460 million. So what we're really talking about is the city of Memphis, Shelby County, and the Grizzlies, in terms of public financing available today, is probably north more than $450 million. We can comfortably say that.
Okay. And so one place they have turned to as a place to find additional funds is the hotel motel tax and money that right now goes to Memphis tourism. Is that right?
That is correct.
And how much is there? How much is there? And is there, I gather there is currently the debate, the negotiations are how much Memphis tourism, which is funded by this money, obviously doesn't want to give up this, a lot of this money. Even though I'm sure they're in concept supportive of the Grizzlies, but they don't want their income stream to be diverted to FedEx Forum is what I would imagine. And so what's happening? How is this negotiation unfolding?
Sure. And so, as we talked about last week and we reported in the Daily Memphian last week, Kevin Kane, the CEO of Memphis Tourism, said that he first sat down with the city and the county about using the existing hotel motel tax, which is the Shelby County hotel motel tax, okay, which is 3.5% that is paid. I'm sorry, it's 5% that is paid to Shelby County. And then most of that money goes to Memphis Tourism for them to promote tourism. He said those conversations started in December. Wayne Tabor said during a Senate hearing yesterday that Memphis Tourism had offered $30 million and that the city was seeking $60 million to cover the funding gap. And so to help people understand this, okay, is that money, the Shelby County Hotel Motel tax money, has generated in non-pandemic years, the pandemic doesn't count in this case, between $17 and $19 million a year, roughly over the last 10 years. It's really not grown a lot indexed for inflation. Okay. And so that money, most of it, about 12 million, 11 to 12 million every year, goes to Memphis Tourism, which is known as the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau. In the law and legal documents, is called the Memphis CVB. And so what Memphis Tourism is interested in avoiding, okay, to give it simply to the listeners and the readers, is they do not want essentially changes in local laws and state laws that would essentially enshrine or put in, in hard language that this money goes to FedEx Forum over a period of time.
I see.
Okay? They do not want that.
Give a hard number. Here, have $30 million rather than you can divert X percent of this over time to funding this building.
Right. Because if you divert it over time to fund this building, well, then 25 years passes, okay? And these bonds are paid off. And you are not guaranteed, whoever is running the CVB at that time, to get that money back because it's been used for other things. And someone could say to you, well, you've gone without it, right?
Right.
And so that's what they're avoiding. They would much rather offer a deal in which they, quote, voluntarily give up some money. They help the forum somehow finance this deal, you know, through the existing revenue they get, but it becomes, you know, essentially agreement between them and, say, the Sports Authority, because the Sports Authority, Memphis Shelby County Sports Authority, which is just a legal organization that pays these bonds for the current FedEx Forum and will pay the future bonds for the FedEx Forum renovations, that's who technically will pay the bills here. And so that's what they're seeking. And so rather than give up recurring revenue, they would rather be in control of how they give up this revenue and how it's essentially stacked.
Hasn't the Shelby County Board of Commissioners, and I know this is this gets all pretty deep in the weeds here, but hasn't the Shelby County Board of Commissioners already passed a resolution that has effectively done what Memphis Tourism does not want to do, which is divert a certain amount of money to FedEx Forum?
Yes, and we broke the news late Monday night that they had done this. At the last minute, a resolution was introduced at the end of a six-hour-long Shelby County Commission meeting. That did this, that essentially capped how much Memphis Tourism would receive from Shelby County hotel motel taxes and, you know, allowed for the money that they aren't getting to go to the renovations of FedEx Forum. And so that has passed. That's done. Essentially, if
so then,
the minutes
why doesn't
of,
that settle it then? Why aren't we done
could,
then?
Well, Jeff, I will tell you that it could settle it, okay? But there is a belief that the county needs permission at the state level. It needs the bills that we have written about in the Daily Memphian in the past several days to essentially, you need a two-step process here. You need the state to approve it, and you need the local to approve it. The local approval has already occurred. Now you need the state approval. Okay? And when Wayne Tabor made his comments about the funding gap yesterday, he was speaking in opposition to the state the bill sponsored by Senator Brent Taylor that would enshrine this in the law, and essentially it got punted in committee for an extra week because of the essentially debate going on and the behind the scenes negotiations that Wayne Tabor and Doug Brown, the president of the Peabody and a Memphis Tourism board member, put in public light yesterday.
Do we, by the way, know where the mayor stands on all this?
Which mayor? There are two.
Mayor Paul Young, where he stands in whether he's supportive of diverting this money, or maybe it would be Lee Harris who would be more relevant in this instance.
What I would tell you is last week the mayor, Mayor Young, issued a statement to the media, which essentially said there were going to be robust dialogues. Okay, what I would about with Memphis Tourism about funding FedEx Forum renovations. What I would also say is yesterday when a story publishes about FedEx Forum renovations and Wayne Tabor saying there's this funding gap, I called the city of Memphis and essentially asked, hey, they're saying it's a $60 million funding gap. What say you? The city of Memphis, it's not that they didn't get back to me. They did not comment. They took my inquiry. They said, we'll look into it. And they moved on. But they did not deny anything. And so what I think everyone can safely infer right now is that there are conversations ongoing about how much Shelby County hotel motel tax will be used for FedEx Forum. And one side, the people that would be losing the money, are the ones really actively talking about it right now. The other parties in the room really aren't saying very much. What I would also say is that there is a political desire both at the state level and the local level, and Brent Taylor said this during the Senate hearing yesterday, that if money were to leave Memphis Tourism, that is supposed to go for promoting tourism, and it goes to FedEx Forum, there would be some other funding stream that would go to Memphis Tourism to make them whole, to render them net neutral, so to speak.
One of the challenges that Memphis Tourism has, though, is your previous reporting that they have a pretty ample coffers, right? I mean, that they that it seems to me that that be one of the I mean, I saw yesterday that Wayne Tabor referred to some article. Well, that was your article where you mentioned to call it a surplus or whatever, but the healthy bank account. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Doug Brown, yeah, the president of Peabody. But he confirmed the Daily Memphians reporting, which is not that hard to confirm because it's all based on federal tax filings, which are public records, and you can Google with a couple of keystrokes, that they have $27 million on their balance sheet in liquid cash beyond, you know, fund balances, et cetera. And he said essentially that it had been the subject of some article, and that they were being penalized for building a reserve. Mr. Brown also said at that time that they needed $18 million to stay on hand for essentially 9 months of expenses. That was a little less than truthful because over the past 10 fiscal years that I've looked at, Memphis Tourism has never spent $18 million in a single year, never mind 9 months.
Let me ask you this. Isn't all of this, the fact that we're arguing about $60 million, is that a good thing? Like, we're not arguing about $300 million or $500 million. It feels like this is going to, I'm predictive here, and I'm not asking you to predict. But it feels like they're all pretty close, right?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting way of looking at it. I would also post to you that, are we really arguing? Or is the appearance of the argument, right?
Right.
In the sense that, you know, and that, I don't hear the county arguing. I don't hear the city arguing. The Grizzlies, obviously, as they have throughout this, really haven't said very little. There's one body that doesn't want to give up some funding, and that's their prerogative, and they're making some noise. But, yeah, to the broader question, Jeff, I would say it is not something to super-duper worry about,
right,
that this conversation is happening. It definitely shows the idea that there is comfortably $400-plus million available for these renovations today should be, like, the city of Memphis and Shelby County are not starting at this giant deficit, right, which they could have been otherwise. But I would also say that this is not assured to sail smoothly the rest of the way.
Right.
We could, if you know, some people have been in small planes. I've been in a small plane. Small planes are pretty bumpy. I think this whole process is sort of in a small plane right now.
Right.
And it might get a little bumpy. The plane might move up and down a little bit. But at the end of the day, it's probably going to land safely.
All right. Well, if the thing drops down from the ceiling, make sure that you put it on yourself first, Sam, because the air thing, because we count on you to be reporting on this at the Daily Memphian. So we appreciate it. And you can follow Sam and his reporting, read it at the Daily Memphian, and follow him on Sam Hardiman at Twitter. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye.
There you go. You know, it is interesting. The fact that we're arguing about $60 million is it's better than arguing about $400 million. And it is interesting. We talked about this yesterday. There are a lot of people who are going to say, and I will do not disagree, putting $500 million of public money into, but like, and then you look at Oklahoma City and you see they're putting $900 million of public money into a new arena. You know, like, that's, it is the price of doing business. Hopefully the Grizzlies will win. And make it fun and bring people and money to downtown. We got to take a break. Before then, I will tell you, this would be a great weekend to go to Hall. As we established yesterday, Jeffrey, spring has sprung. It is officially spring in Memphis, and it feels like spring when you walk into Oak Hall because outerwear, stunning, beautiful clothes everywhere. Spring and summer merchandise from Cricut, from Viore, from Faraday, from Peter Millar. So whether you are headed to a backyard barbecue or on a spring trip or to a graduation or whatever it is, no better time than this weekend to get in and spruce yourself up for the coming season than visiting Oak Hall. Oak Hall is a store that we're lucky to have it, honestly. It is a legendary men's store, and it's because of the combination of incredibly beautiful clothes and just legendary service, incredible service, incredibly helpful people. You walk in there, you feel better about yourself. You walk out of there, you look better. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's home for all the latest tournament updates and reactions. Presented by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
Tournament time with 92.9.
It's that time of year. Cash the Ticket. Jim Costa with Mike Valeni. We shift the focus from football to college hoops. Playing that system that's not a system, but sure plays like a system leading up to the tournament. We're looking for that value with the daily dimes. We look for the gross lines, getting us ready for the tournament where we're going to break down all the matchups and have an eye on some future plays, too. This time of year, baby. Search Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to spring with a delicious lunch at Owen Brennan's. Enjoy the spinach salad with spiced walnuts, cranberries, blue cheese, and cranberry sage vinaigrette. Or the iconic muffuletta, layered with mortadella, salami, provolone, and olive relish on a sesame bun. Serving lunch weekdays from 11 to 4.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts and vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem.
Slam dunk your way into March with Southland Casino Hotel's $100,000 Embrace the Madness giveaway. Every Saturday starting March 9th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., 17 winners every hour score a share of $16,000 in free play. Then at 10:30 p.m., four lucky champs win their share of $10,000 cash. That's 270 winners in March. Score an entry for every 24 points earned, plus get five times the entries on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Embrace the madness at Southland Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save more with our quality brands. Right now, Kroger brand pasta and 2-liter Big K drinks are $10 for $10 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, brackets are fun, but once your bracket's busted, that's about it for you. Whereas at FanDuel, you can bet on every single game of the tournament, whether you're betting on a big upset or a number one seed. Time to go dancing, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's right. If your first $5 bet wins, you get $200 in bonus bets over at FanDuel. Go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is novel drawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Jeffrey, what is coming up next here on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They'll be joined by Mark Giannotto today. David Cobb will join us today on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow. For now, our work is done.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Introducing the MoreTec Retrofit Installer Technician Class, also known as Weatherization Training, a comprehensive two-week training course designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in the weatherization industry. Learn to identify worker and client safety hazards and use proper personal protective equipment and safe work practices. Discover the fundamentals of building science and understand the house is a system, from air sealing measures to insulation and ground moisture barriers. You'll master the essentials of weatherization and gain expertise in duct inspections and learn to evaluate, remove, and reinstall windows and doors. Course material is curated from the best in the country. Don't miss out. The MoreTec Retrofit Installer Technician Class, held Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 1200 Poplar Avenue. Secure your spot today for just $2,000. Take a step towards a brighter future. Call 901-726-1977 or visit moretech.edu. That's MOORETECH.EDU.
Occupied.
Hurry up.
Go away. I'm enjoying my hot shower.
Yeah, we'd all like to. Hot water hog.
That's it. Family meeting.
We can all enjoy long, steaming, hot showers. Even the last in line, which it seems is always me. But go ahead. Have that imaginary argument of what you should have said. Take your time. With our new high-efficiency Navien tankless water heater, I'll never take a cold shower again. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com to learn more.
Gabe Kuhn here. I know if you're anything like me, you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches. And if you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches, make sure that you don't reach for that national brand you've been reaching for years. But reach for Old Dominic. A spirit from Old Dominic is phenomenal. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. It's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in this city. And the distillery is right here on the riverfront, 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time that you can check out at olddominic.com. Old Dominic Distillery. Come say hi.
Hey, basketball fans. Get in on the tournament action on the BetMGM Sportsbook app today. With BetMGM, you can discover same-game parlays, live bets, special boosts and tokens, and so much more for March matchups. Don't miss a single shot with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM for terms. 21 plus, Tennessee only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
Navien tankless water heaters, the proven leader in condensing technology. Request a Navien because you deserve the best in endless hot.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.